This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fresh from supporter summits with allies, U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring himself ready to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin in far confrontational talks. Biden reached the summit city of Geneva on Tuesday for the most watched part of his trip abroad as president. Putin has said that he is open to dialogue in a range of subjects at his upcoming summit with the President Biden. Speaking with U.S. television network NBC in an interview released by the Kremlin Tuesday, Putin said that while relations with the United States were at their lowest point in recent years, there were areas of cooperation that would benefit from by both countries. Putin will meet with Biden as U.S. president for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday, at a time of the worst tensions in the relationship between Russia and the United States since the Cold War. For the first time since a ceasefire with Hamas militants was announced last month, Israeli aircraft have carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip. The airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, blaming the militant group for any act of violence emanating from Gaza. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence. And again, for the first time since the ceasefire with Hamas militants last month, Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes. This is VOA.